In the first half of this program, we heard two of Olivier Messiaen's major organ pieces from the 1930s, Diptyque from 1930 and Les Cors Glorieux from 1939. They were both performed by American organist John Gillick on the organ of the Church of La Sainte Trinité in Paris, where Messiaen was organist for 61 years. I've been calling this program Messiaen for Beginners with the idea that I'm the primary beginner, that I've only recently begun to delve into his music, and that I know very little about it. When I scheduled this first program with the two organ pieces in the first half and Messiaen's most famous work, the Quartet for the End of Time, in the second half, I didn't realize that the last movement of the quartet was actually a reworking of the second movement of the diptych, which is actually called Paradise, and the last movement of the quartet for the End of Time is called Eulogy to the Immortality of Jesus. The Quartet for the End of Time is partly famous because it was written in a German prisoner of war camp was mostly written in 1940 and first performed in January of 1941. The unusual instrumentation for violin, cello, clarinet, and piano occurred because those were the musicians who were available in the Stalag 8A, and Messiaen had to arrange things to fit the performers he could find. But in several cases, not just in the last movement, he used material that he'd already written in other places, rewrote it for this occasion. Some people think of the end of time referred to in the title as being the destruction of the world by the Nazis. That really was not the case at all. Messiaen, who was profoundly religious, was writing about the apocalypse, about the second coming of Christ, about the end of human time and human history as we know it right now. What connections that had with the war and with the Nazis are really purely up to him. And then there's a third way in which it's the end of time, in that he was writing music that did not fit standard tempos. It did not have repetitive, constant, recurring rhythms. A lot of it can be written down on standard notation paper, but it's not conceived in terms of bars, the way that Western music has been written pretty much for the last 500 years. As I said, I have heard this piece so three or four times over the last 5 or 6 years, but it's only in the last couple of weeks that I've tried to concentrate on it. And with each hearing, and with the more I read each time I listen to it, I find more and more wonders within it. Since you are sitting at your computer or somewhere in range of your computer right now, I'd recommend that you try a couple of the sites that you can get by Googling Quartet for the End of Time. The two I found most valuable have been the Wikipedia entry on the work, and then Alex Ross's The Rest is Noise, the blog that he has connected with his book of that name. They're both available just from Googling. They're among the first things you'll come to. And you'll find that the Quartet for the End of Time is an extremely programmatic piece, that Messiaen had a specific, not only idea, but a specific scenario in mind for each of the movements. And I'm going to run through these very quickly. You won't remember them, but you might want to read along from Wikipedia or from some book as you're listening. The first movement is Liturgy of Crystal for the full quartet. The second is Vocalese for the Angel Who Announces the End of Time for the full quartet. The third is The Abyss of Birds for solo clarinet. The fourth is an interlude for violin, cello, and clarinet. Then the Eulogy for the Eternity of Jesus for cello and piano is movement number 5. Movement number 6 is the Dance of Fury for the seven trumpets for the full quartet. It's the most animated of all the movements, but it doesn't really seem furious to most of us. Number seven is the Tangle of Rainbows for the angel who announces the end of time for the full quartet. And the final one is the Eulogy to the Immortality of Jesus for violin and piano. As I mentioned, this is an arrangement of the second part of his organ piece, Diptych, which we heard in the first half of this program. The performers in this particular version are Gil Shaham on violin, Paul Meyer, clarinet, Jian Wang, cello, and Myung-Woon Chung, piano.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've just heard Olivier Messiaen's Quartet for the End of Time. It was performed by Gil Shaham, violin, Paul Meyer, clarinet, Jian Wang on cello, and Myun Wung Chung, piano. Classical Edge's Messiaen for Beginners will continue and I guess conclude for now next week with two massive pieces from the second half of his career. His Tarangalila Symphony and Éclair sur l'eau de là, Illuminations of the Beyond. I'm Eric Thome. Thanks for listening.